Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
Now at Verizon, we're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's our best price ever on unlimited welcome with autopay plus taxes and fees guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, we got you. Visit your local Chicago Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits apply over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Another app for inventory, one for CRM. Oh, don't forget accounting. Wait, which login was that?
Or you could use Odoo, one fully integrated system that does it all without the hassle. Ditch the app overload. Get everything your business needs on one platform. Try Odoo free today at odoo.com. That's O-D-O-O.com.
Lord Vader, Operation Andor is underway.
Excellent. If we release 3 episodes per week, the Lorehounds will never be able to cover every episode. The Imperial forces will crush the rebellion before it begins.
Stand by. We're picking up something on our scanners.
Echo Squadron, reporting in.
Delta Squadron, on your left.
Django Squadron, on your six.
With Imperial forces coming in fast, we're calling all Rebels to join the fight this season. Starting after the April 22nd premiere, you'll hear 3 full breakdowns for each week's episodes of Andor Season 2. Each podcast will be led by one of our squadron leaders, Alicia, David, and John. We'll be bringing in new and familiar voices to fill out the roster. Search for the Lorehounds on any podcast platform to join us in a galaxy far, far away. And don't forget to check out our season pass for even more content like our Holocron bonus pods. It's good news for anyone, except Darth Vader.
Hey y'all, Mark here. In this sidetrack, I show Nicole our theme music and ad music. So you've been listening to the podcast and hearing our theme song, our closing credits song, even the ad songs in the middle of the episodes, etc. We've been recording this stuff before I had finished writing and recording those things. So Nicole's never heard these before. So I figured it would be fun to capture on mic her reaction to hearing the music. I will not be playing ad music as ad music in this episode, meaning if we go to an ad, you won't hear the ad music, but when you hear the ad music, it's not because we're going to an ad. Wait a minute. You know what? I don't even want to play the theme song either. Let's just get to it. You know that I wanted to start with a sidetrack today.
Yeah.
You don't have any idea what we're doing though, do you?
No, I don't. I hardly ever have any idea. So
the listeners, unless this is literally the first episode, we haven't published any of these yet, listeners. Unless this is literally the first episode, which it's not. The listeners have heard this stuff before. You have not heard this. I am going to show you the theme music for the podcast.
Okay, cool.
Okay, I guess I should back up a little bit. I had mentioned that I had to make theme music for this podcast, right?
Yes.
There was one point early on where I think it was at one of our pre-production meetings at a coffee shop. You said something offhand that, oh my gosh, it was something like, what if I did a different version of the theme song to fit the kind of music of the song we were talking about?
Yes.
And that sounded amazing to me. Like if I could do a cover, like a when we do the Lizzo episode, a Lizzo style cover, and when we do Cyndi Lauper, 80s Cyndi Lauper style cover. And obviously that's ludicrous because it's an insane amount of work.
Yeah, but you're kind of crazy in that way.
Well, I feel like I have this social flaw that is, if someone asks me to do something that I obviously can't do because of time, I feel guilty still for saying no.
Mm.
Like if someone's like, hey, could you raise my 4 kids for me? And I'm like, yeah, probably can't do that. Every day I'm going to wake up and be like, gosh, should I have said yes? Should I have said yes?
Well, it was a very good idea.
It was a very good idea, but I was struck with the impossibility of that. But I'm meeting you halfway, Nicole.
Okay.
So here's what I have. I have the theme song.
Okay.
Which is a short little blurb that the listeners have heard before. And that's a certain style of music, but it has certain melody things that happen. And then those two pieces to the melody are then inspiration for ad music.
Okay.
So remember, listeners, she had not heard the podcast yet, right?
No.
We have not published a single podcast. Right before an ad starts, there'll be like a little bumper.
Sure.
It's called a bumper, like a few seconds of music. So I have six different ad bumpers that would open up an ad and then close out an ad as
cool.
a signal to you listeners that you should be prepared to not hear the ad, but to hear once again Nicole's silky voice and my rich silky to hear Nicole and my voices again. And then and so those are at least in intention inspired
okay.
by the original theme song. And then I have end credits music.
Great.
Which is the longest and sort of most boring one because it's the one that we talk over.
Yeah.
Right.
Just to pause. I love that you are assuming that we're going to get ads.
Oh, we should talk about that. I am not necessarily assuming that we are going to get ads. I'm going to try to get ads because I'm assuming we're going to have thousands of listeners after just one episode, right? But I want to create the infrastructure for that stuff before we need it.
Yeah, that's really smart, Mark.
So because it takes a ton of time to do this and it's summer right now and I'm not teaching right now. I have the time to make ad music now,
yeah.
whereas once we launch, if in the fifth episode, suddenly we got 20,000 listeners listening to our episode on Everybody Wants to Rule the World by Tears for Fears, and someone's asking for ads, and I go, gosh, we should have ad bumpers.
Mm-hmm.
Then I suddenly have, you know,
and plus by
20
then,
hours of work to do in the
middle
of the semester.
We're going to be slammed with PR appearances. We're going to have to go on like some
we'll
sort
have to
of
go
tour.
On all the other podcasts, right? We're going to have
so
to, exactly.
We're
going to
be busy once things really take off.
That's exactly right. So starting, this is the main theme.
Okay.
This is what the listeners will hear after. Listeners, you've noticed this.
We'll do like a cold open.
There's a cold open that mm-hmm. is not you and I talking just at the beginning. It's some goofy thing
you've
from
pulled.
15th that I pulled. Okay. Mm-hmm. And then they hear this.
It's so 80s synth pop. I love it.
Okay, kind of synth pop.
Yeah, I love it. It's a real Mark vibe.
Yeah, it's mostly what I was thinking. I was thinking a little more, I guess 80s-ish, but also like new disco kind
yeah.
of like.
I love it.
Dance pop, modern dance pop or late 70s, early 80s where that's synthy dance pop.
Yeah, it feels like a commercial break during like an late 80s TV show. Like when the audience is like the laugh track is fading out.
Okay, cool. Yeah. So pretty much there. So I wanted to shout out a couple things. This is our main theme music. There are two little melodic pieces that are the things. There's the bum ba da bum ba da. That'll come back in the ad music. And then ba da da, that'll come back in the ad music.
Cool.
But I didn't want to shout out the drums and the horns. So here's the drums.
I love that. I think that, that surprised me at the end.
Oh, yeah, that's the ending.
I like the drums a lot.
That is Josh, the drummer in my band. I'm in a band called the Slackademics.
Mm-hmm. Shout out.
That is, with his permission, me cutting up and rearranging the drums from the song our band released a couple years ago called This Dance from our EP. This is what it comes from.
Look into my eyes.
So yeah, those drums, repurposed.
Nice.
And also shout out and thank you to Dennis, our sax player, who gave me these horns.
Nice crescendo there.
The forte piano swell.
Oof.
To forte. I just painstakingly, listeners, we're in the middle of recording an album. I just went in and found the notes I needed from songs that we had already recorded because I didn't want him to feel like he had to come in and do the recording.
That sounds easier.
So, you ready to move on?
Yeah.
Here's the credits music. Okay.
I love it. I love it so much. It sounds like,
talk over it.
Like a true crime type of vibe.
Interesting. So that's the credits music. Not much to say. That one, like I said, I've lowered your expectations for it by saying, don't forget, we're talking over this one. Mm-hmm.
Under promise, over deliver.
That's right.
Yeah.
Which is...
It worked.
Which is it worked. Yes. Okay. So here is ad music number one.
Oh, gosh. Well, that sounds like metal for sure.
Sure.
I don't remember all the podcasts we recorded. Like, I don't remember what it would be.
Oh, these aren't specific necessarily to
a genre.
Yeah, it's metal.
Yeah.
It's kind of new metal-y. Shout out again. This is Josh on drums, taken from another of our songs that is not metal. We are not a metal band. So I had to kind of amp stuff up there. Ready for the next one?
Yeah. That sounds more folky.
Sure.
Indie rock.
So I was thinking like kind of not real folk, but like, yeah, indie folk.
Yeah, like new folk. Not like Joni Mitchell, but like the Lumineers or like Wilderado or something.
Iron and Wine, that kind of thing. Rare sighting of me playing banjo in that too.
Banjo is an undervalued instrument.
Sure. Not a lot.
It's hard to play.
It is. It's really fun, though. It's very satisfying.
Mm.
I recommend it as for therapeutic purposes.
All right.
Also, some samples of Josh on that.
Josh is really pulling his weight today.
Yeah, he doesn't know. I mean, he gave me my permission, but he's never
hearing
it. Way
to go, bud. Thanks.
If you're listening, Josh, thanks. All right.
This feels most like the theme music to me, so I'm going to put it in like an 80s pop.
Yeah, so you heard the first one is 80s, whereas I was going more like Dua Lipa, Justin Timberlake, new disco for that. This one, for sure, I was going with 80s. Like, what's that song, Donna Summer, She Works Hard for the Money? Like, that kind of a synthy rock 80s. Yeah. Are you hearing any of the melodies come back by any chance? Or
the melodies from the theme music or from the songs that we are focusing on? The theme music
from
melodies.
Theme music.
I am, yeah. For sure. There's a thread.
Couple more, ready?
Okay. I don't know, really like mellow, older music to me.
Okay, older like 19th century?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, like mid-century.
Okay, mid-century. Yeah, so I was going for like piano-y R&B.
Yeah,
like
that's
soul,
cool.
Neo-soul kind of. That's interesting, yeah, because it's got the jazzy chords.
Yeah.
All right. So...
I liked that one the least.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. All right. What I intend doesn't necessarily equal what is consumed and interpreted
by the listener. This is a blind study here.
Okay, so you like... Okay, interesting.
It just didn't have as much zip to me.
Well, listeners, when you hear that one, don't turn off the podcast.
No, don't.
Fast forward 11 seconds till it's over and...
Just get through it.
Well, listen to the ad.
Listen to the ad. Because we need
that. So don't fast forward.
We
can fast forward to the music. Just be careful. Some of the podcast apps have 30-second skips or some things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Don't do that because you'll miss part of the ad, but you will at least miss the
music.
Piano ballad that I put in. Okay, here we go.
Piano ballad. That's what it was. It was a piano ballad.
Sure. Like a soul kind of piano ballad.
For sure. Yeah. Love that. Real Big Fish. 100%.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
Are you kidding? Listeners, what is that stylistic homage to? That's a call out. Listeners, what is it?
They can't hear you. They can't
No,
talk
they
to
can
us.
Definitely hear me. But shout in your car or at the gym. Yeah, that's totally American Idiot Green Day.
Well, isn't like, couldn't you classify? Never mind. I'm going to get into trouble. But to say like Real Big Fish, Green Day is derivative of Real Big Fish.
First of all, Green Day pretty sure predates Real Big Fish. They're contemporaneous. Real Big Fish is a ska punk band.
Yeah, they're great.
This is like a pop punk.
Okay.
Green Day is like, so this is not the same music as the song American Idiot by Green Day, but it's like specifically the same gesture. A crunchy guitar and then everybody exploding. Okay.
Sure.
Maybe we need to listen to some ska punk later. So,
yes.
Nicole, because you've mentioned Real Big Fish a couple times.
They really
I don't think
all
they sound like what you think they sound like.
Maybe not.
Have you heard Green Day?
I've heard of Green Day.
Of Green. Okay. All right.
We've got some talking to do. It's not in my wheelhouse.
So in your defense, though, this does borrow drums from a ska punk song, which is the band Slackademics. Josh playing drums again.
Josh,
but this
again.
Song is the original source.
It's more the key that it's in sounds like Real Big Fish to me.
The key of A major?
Yes. A major. Also, B flat.
not the same. B double flat. I will say A major, kind of a problematic key for horns. So yeah. Unlikely. I just did a recording session for our album with our trumpet player, and the most annoying song was the one in A major because of the transposing aspects of the horn. He was actually had to play it in B for reasons I don't want to go into right now.
Wow.
So A major, kind of an uncommon key. Real big fish, more likely A flat, B flat. Flat keys are good for horns. Listeners, that's all you need to know. Flat keys, easier for horns. Sharp keys, F sharp, D major keys with a lot of sharps, kind of a pain in the butt for the horn players to read for reasons we don't need to get into.
Thank
but this
you.
Is the song the drums come from, which is yeah. sort of a ska punk song.
Stepping out, dancing at 64, showing them we wanted more, with the outrageous vibe still cutting on the dance floor.
This sidetrack is starting to read more like an ad for your band,
Slack
Academics,
okay.
than me blind listening to
well,
the music.
I'm trying to properly like, cite my sources for all the drums I use.
I appreciate
sure,
that.
Fair enough. Yeah, we can edit out all the...
No,
by the
I
way,
think it's great.
Check like, out. We do have an EP. That's what those songs come from.
Check out Slack Academics.
Yeah. All right. One more. EP. Ready for one more ad? You just wait. The self-aggrandizing is coming on another sidetrack. I've got
wait.
You ready. I've got you ready.
I'm so excited.
Okay. Last one.
I love it, but I can't place it's genre bending to me.
That's another specific homage. This is sort of starting similarly to Rihanna and
yeah.
Calvin Harris,
sure.
Who Found Love. The bump, bump,
that's
bump,
what it sounds
bump,
like.
Bump, bump. It's slightly different grooves, slightly different
yeah.
melodic stuff, but
I love it.
But yeah, so that's the ad music.
I like it. I like it all.
Any final thoughts?
Final thoughts. I think we should do more of it. And
please,
I think...
God, no. It took me like, well, actually, I don't want to say it. I have to not dispel too much of the mystique. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of time. Maybe in future seasons. Never Mind the Music is hosted by me, Mark Papany, and Nicole Thatcher. I also produce the podcast. Please be sure to subscribe and leave us a rating and a review.
Let us know what you think on social media. We're Never Music Pod on all major platforms. Mark, why are we not Never Mind the Music? That would make way more sense.
Never Mind the Music is one or two characters too long for X. Cannot have an X handle that's over 15. I think it's 16 or 17 characters. And Never Mind Music, already taken. Shout out to whoever Never Mind Music is.
I hope you're doing great things. You can email us, I guess, at nevermusicpod@gmail.com. And every so often, we'll do a mailbag episode where we'll answer all of your burning questions. So if you have any questions about our Twitter handle or X handle, let us know. Thanks for listening.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
Now at Menards, save big on everything for your landscaping project. Whether you're shopping for edgers, pavers, or wall blocks, Menards has the largest in-stock selection of concrete landscape block ready to take home today. Plus, get fast free estimates when you use our landscape design program available in-store and on Menards.com. Save big on landscape blocks when you shop at Menards. Also, check out the great deals from our weekly flyer on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
Want to keep your personal number private but still stay connected? With Line 2, you can get a second phone line right on your device with a super simple app and no need for another phone. Whether it's for online shopping, dating, or shielding your main number from spam, Line 2 is an easy way to manage it all. Ready for peace of mind without breaking the bank? Call, text, block, and more for only $9.99. Get started with line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in any app store today. Line 2, your second line simplified.
Hey, Mark, I was listening to Paramore the other day, and it really made me think about the amygdala and the limbic system.
You just made those words up, didn't you?
What, Paramore?
We're the Never Mind the Music podcast, where one musician
and one psychologist
talk songwriting and the mind, one song at a time.
We'll hear everything from Green Day and Outkast
to Stevie Wonder and Dua Lipa.
And we mostly try to stay on topic.
Except for when we don't want to.
Never Mind the Music, wherever you get your podcasts.